This is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. With temperatures in the 30s and 40s now, tis the season to settle into an armchair with a warm drink and a great book. I talked with three local booksellers to get their recommendations for your next winter read. Their selections focused on memoir, mysteries, nature, and the winter season itself. My first stop was the Book Exchange in downtown Ashland, where I spoke with Lynn and then Kat.
So I think memoirs are a good way to get to know an artist, whether it's a musician, a writer. I fell in love with Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight by Alexandra Fuller. It's a memoir about her childhood in Africa, and it was so engaging, and it read like such an adventure story that I wanted to read everything that she had written, so I did. And I think that it is such a sweet story, full of adventure and full of family. And if you don't know who Alexandra Fuller is, then you should find out. Let's see. She did a whole series about her family in Africa. She did a book called The Legend of Colton Bryant, which was based on a true story about one of the oil field workers. What happened to him and about things changing, you know, for the better, for safety. And another book was called Cocktail Hour Under the Tree of Forgetfulness, which is about her family. Her parents were they were quite adventurous. Another person, a musician who I really admire, is Patti Smith. So I've read pretty much everything she's ever written, but this is a newer book, and it's called A Book of Days. And in it goes through every day of the year, even if it's a leap year, with a little blurb and a picture. Some of the pictures she has taken, others are just pictures that she has collected. But it's a really nice way to kind of get inside a person's head, and I love being inside Patty's head. And so sometimes it's nice, and you can, you know, it's a book that you can always pick up and open it to a day. Maybe it's the day that you're in, or a day you're looking forward to, and just to see how she's captured it in her memory. So I highly recommend it, and anything by Patti Smith. The third book is a really special book. This book just came out. This is The Service Berry. You're gonna recognize Robin Wall Kimmerer, who wrote Braiding Sweetgrass. And this little treasure is really about the abundance and reciprocity that we should look to the natural world to see what she calls the economy of reciprocity. Because something I'd like to say here that she states, our economy is rooted in scarcity, competition, and the hoarding of resources. So we should look to nature to see how gratitude and reciprocity is really sustaining for everyone. And she has a little thing here, a little blurb on the back that says, all flourishing is mutual. And so it's a really good lesson to look to see about where you live. I think JPR is that sort of, it's about gratitude and it's about reciprocity. It's, you know, they're giving us something, we're grateful, so we're sustaining it. We sustain each other. So, and I think that's it's a little treasure that it's been a little hard to come by, but now it's out, and for some reason the publisher just dropped the ball, and people were asking for this book all through the holidays, and we couldn't get it, but now we have it.
Oh, interesting.
So,
yeah, her other book, Braiding Sweetgrass, was a sleeper hit.
Oh, yeah, it took years to even for people, and then once it hit, then everybody was, because everybody's looking around them and seeing what's going on, and there's a reason to be concerned, you know, and so it's a good way for us to be reminded that, yes, if we sustain the earth, it's going to sustain us.
Is memoir especially fitting for the winter season, or is that what you would gravitate toward when the weather's cold?
Yeah, but maybe a memoir about someone, their first time going to Italy or someplace warm. I think when I read Under the Tuscan Sun, it was a February, and it was very rainy, and people would come in. I was working in a little coffee shop, and I'd be reading in between, and they'd be like, oh, so where are you? And I go, oh, right now I'm spending my afternoon in Italy, and it's quite divine. The sun is shining, and we're drinking wine, and meanwhile, here we are.
My name is Kat, and I have pulled together three books that talk about nature. The first book I'm recommending is A Natural History of the Senses by Diane Ackerman. She writes about natural history. It's an exploration of the five senses. It's described as an aphrodisiac for the sense receptors. The next book I have to recommend is The Universe in Verse by Maria Popova. This book was actually given as a gift from the store's owner to all of us here. And it covers essays on different naturalists in science, poetry, and nature. And it also includes one of Diane Ackerman's poems. In The Universe in Verse, 15 Portals to Wonder Through Science and Poetry by Maria Popova, poetry and science individually, but especially together, are instruments for knowing the world more intimately and loving it more deeply. We need science to help us meet reality on its own terms, and we need poetry to help us broaden and deepen the terms on which we meet ourselves and each other. The next book I have to recommend is called This Wild Life, Heroines in the History of Botany, 1650 to 1850, by one of our local authors, Lucretia Seville Weems. And this is one of our recommended titles that we keep up front and also in our local author bookcase. In This Wild Life, Heroines in the History of Botany, the women in these pages led amazing lives, from witnessing historic earthquakes to encounters with pirates to visits from the Queen. Each was a true heroine who contributed dramatically to plant knowledge before the word botany ever existed.
A reminder, you're listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney, rounding up local booksellers' recommendations. We just heard from two employees at the Book Exchange. For the next set of book picks, I called Megan of Bloomsbury Books. Hi, Megan. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored.
So it's the first week of January. What are you recommending for reading this season?
Well, I mean, at Bloomsbury, we are so gifted in our staff recommendations. So I highly encourage folks to come on in and chat amongst our staff and each other, because that's where the best recommendations come from. We have such a diverse taste set in our store. But, you know, touching on some of the books that are coming up that we're excited about, there's a book called The Granddaughter by Bernard Schlink that we're very excited about. It should be arriving in the next week or so. Bernard Schlink is a German author who wrote another fantastic book called The Reader. And The Granddaughter is about the protagonist named Casper, who is actually a bookstore owner in his 70s. And he finds his wife dead in a bathtub in their Berlin apartment and uncovers all sorts of secrets that she was writing about in an unfinished book. And this is in post-war East Germany. So sounds like some really thrilling and mysterious historical fiction. Another one we're excited about is by Han Kang, who won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 2024. And she has a book coming out called We Do Not Part. It's supposed to be just riveting. Han Kang also wrote The Vegetarian, which is also a fantastic book. So We Do Not Part is written by a South Korean novelist. And in this book, it's about a woman who receives an urgent message from her friend to visit her at a hospital in Seoul, who has injured herself in an accident. And she is begging her to save her beloved pet, which is a white bird. And a snowstorm hits the island when the protagonist arrives. And the questions are, can she save the animal? There's a terrible cold spell that envelops her, and she becomes lost in this world of snow and plunges into the darkness at her friend's house. And a lot of harrowing scenes supposedly ensue from then on.
Intriguing. And that one's set in winter.
It is, yes. And then another book that we are excited about is called Victorian Psycho by Virginia Fito. And it's a mystery, horror, historical fiction novel. Virginia Fito is also the author of Mrs. March, which was a very popular fiction book last year of the same genre. And this is about a protagonist named Winifred Naughty, who arrives at the Ensor house to play the perfect Victorian governess to a family. And the family starts joking about eating children. And Winifred Naughty believes it's a joke until she starts uncovering all sorts of secrets about this family's horrid past. It takes place in winter as well. So it sounds like the perfect gory read for winter, for those who love gory reads.
And for those of us who don't?
Yeah, well, you know, I have to say, one book that has just wowed us all and continues to be one of our best-selling books at Bloomsbury is James by Percival Everett. And it won the National Book Award for Fiction. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend picking it up. It's a reimagining of Huckleberry Finn, and it's action-packed and turns this cult literary classic upside down on its head. It's just a phenomenal book that stands the test of time last year, next year, and I'm sure for decades to come.
Excellent. Now I'm going to put you on the spot. Have you read that yourself yet?
Yes.
What was your impression?
You know, I thought it really shed light on a character in a way that was unexpected. And to me, it was just phenomenal. I really enjoyed it.
All right. What's next on the list?
So in the nonfiction department, many of you may know that Ina Garten has an autobiography called Be Ready When the Luck Happens. And it's just a really interesting genre in that it's a cookbook writer's autobiography. And she has such an interesting history and has built such an empire and become a very relatable icon in the cooking world. And it's been a really good seller at Bloomsbury as well.
That friendly face on the cover draws people in.
It's very warm and should help us all get through the cold winter months. In the middle school grade department, we love the book Impossible Creatures by Katherine Rundell. It's wonderful, and it's the first in a series. And we highly recommend that book. That it came out last year, but continues to be one of our best sellers for our younger readers. And along those lines, one of our much anticipated books for younger readers is called Bird of a Thousand Stories by Kiyosh Monseth, who also wrote a beautiful book called Once There Was. And Bird of a Thousand Stories is a companion to Once There Was. And it's also perfect for fans of Impossible Creatures. It's a mythical book about a bird in terrible danger whose fate determines the future of the world. And it's such a fantastic journey for all ages, I would say. And for our even younger readers, we have a beautiful book called Frostfire by Ellie MacKay. It's gorgeously illustrated, and it follows a dragon expert named Miriam and her curious friend Celeste as they take a magical winter's day walk through a garden where a snow dragon just might be hiding. And it's just beautiful and enchanting and perfect for winter.
Okay, a list of magical creatures and winter settings and a couple of mysteries.
That's right, the perfect recipe to get us all through the winter and beyond.
That was Megan, a bookseller at Bloomsbury Books, who along with staff at the Book Exchange shared their tips for great winter reads. I'm Vanessa Finney for The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. You can subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and find more episodes at jeffexchange.org.